Hi, this is Dr. Anokh Hokhri reading gastrointestinal consultation note. Patient seen on telemedicine. Last name is Hart, H-A-R-T. First name is George. Date of birth is 1-9-1966. From the Future Care Homewood Nursing Facility. Next paragraph, chief complaint, diarrhea. Next paragraph, history presentness. Mr. Hart is a 57 years old African American male with a history of end stage kidney disease on hemodialysis. He has been reported to have diarrhea, in which he states that it is after each meal he goes to bathroom. There has not been any blood in the stools, and he's not having any nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. Not been feeling dizzy, lightheaded, no chest pain, palpitation. Period. Next paragraph. The record which had been sent from the nursing facility to my office had shown that he was admitted to the hospital because of the bleeding from the fistula, and also he had some dark stool and diarrhea. He had upper endoscopy done, also was transfused with the packed cells over there. And they did not find any source of bleeding from the upper endoscopy. Period. Next paragraph. He was having diarrhea and he was found to have C. difficile positive stools, which was treated with the fidoxamine. And the course was completed. Period. Patient still having diarrhea, but mostly he states that it is after the meals intake. Period. Next paragraph. His past medical history is significant for chronic kidney disease on hemodialysis, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of extended spectrum beta-lactamase producing bacteria infection. In 2019, history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, renal failure, and next paragraph, past surgical history is significant for fistula placement. Also, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy done 1/12/2023. He had an amputation of the below the knee on left side, and also two amputations. Period. Next paragraph. Socially, he had not smoked cigarette. He also denied drinking alcohol or using drugs. Period. Next paragraph. No known allergy. Next paragraph, his current medication which he had been on in the facility include the hypertensive medications. And he but no antidiuretic. He was on medication for diarrhea, but he's not been taking. And Peter Nesvagaf, he is on dialysis 3 times a week. Nesvagaf, for review of system, his appetite has been good, no chest pain, palpitation, not been feeling dizzy, lightheaded, and no abdominal pain, has this diarrhea. Nesperagav, his echocardiogram done in the hospital, ejection fraction was 55% to 60%. And upper endoscopy, where there was no gross lesion seen. On physical exam, which I did not examine him, but I saw him on the telemedicine. Middle-aged black gentleman who appears older than stated age, alert-oriented, not in any distress, sitting in the wheelchair over there. Period. Did not examine him. Next paragraph on physic and next paragraph on impression. Diarrhea, mostly postprandial. It could be secondary to the gastrocolic reflux, but he had history of C. difficile toxin positive, so we should check the stools for again C. difficile toxin. And symptomatic treatment can be continued. Loperamide, 2 capsules after each loose bowel movement twice a day. Use it only for 5 days and then as needed. This should also be only as needed. Period. Nesperagav. And also continue the medication which he has been on. But we should not give him Senocort, which he was taking before. Also, the if it turned out to be stools positive for C. difficile, then we need to treat him vancomycin by mouth. Period. Next paragraph. I tried to answer all his questions. Next paragraph. He also has anemia, which is anemia of chronic disease, and he had been transfused. Next paragraph. His hemoglobin 9.6, and his hematocrit 26.6. Done on 1/17/2023, and creatinine 7.54, BUN 56. Please, next paragraph. Any questions? Feel free to call me. And the undersigned, Dr. Khokhar, K-H-O-K-H-A-R. My office number is 410-225-8760. And their fax number is 410-662-6834. Thank you very much.